I was watching keenly on social media last night with the news breaking that there had been a fire at the bulk fuel depot at Air Force Base Waterkloof, however you pronounce it, in Pretoria last night. That fire has now been extinguished. We understand that it was contained within an hour by the SA Air Force firefighting teams. But of course, it leads to all kinds of speculation about why this is happening at various national key points. Although, to be clear, the Waterkloof actually isn't a national key point according to legislation. But let's get an update on this from the SANDF spokesperson, Brigadier General Andries Mahapa, who joins us now. Brigadier General, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. Is this fire now completely under control? It's been extinguished. There is no longer a fire?
Good afternoon, ma'am. As we speak now, the fire was contained from last night. So late last night and today until tomorrow, they are busy with their investigation. The Air Force fire team and the Tshwane fire team jointly, they are doing the investigation to determine the cause of the fire. However, I think it's critical for me to emphasize the fact that most people, they are creating their own narrative in terms of this fire, probably making reference to what happened in Parliament, making a reference to what happened in court. There is no any foul play. I saw a newspaper article. They're saying Air Force is under attack. There's no attack, none whatsoever. So the fire that happened, it could have been probably an electrical fault, but I cannot confirm that for now because the investigation is still underway. But there's no foul play in any other form. None whatsoever. Remember that the Air Force base, it guarded 24 hours. There's also camera surveillance. So there's no way that any person can come in and do what they want to do without being noticed or apprehended. There's no foul play. So South Africans are safe. They must not create a wrong narrative because we are going to send a wrong message and people will panic unnecessarily. So the truth of the matter is that there's nothing wrong. There's no foul play. It's just a fire that happened probably because of electrical fault. But the investigation will be in a position to give all the technical aspects and the detailed report.
And do we know exactly which part of the bulk fuel depot was damaged and the extent of the damage?
What happened yesterday around 7 o'clock, it started on the fuel pump. There's a pipe that above the ground that's feeding the fuel pump just adjacent to the fuel tank. So that's where the fire started. And we are grateful that the fuel tank were not affected. Then we could have been telling a different story now. And within 45 minutes, the firefighters from the Air Force managed to contain the fire so that it does not spread to the fuel tank. They managed to close the valve, and the operation within the airport is continuing. However, the problem now that we are facing is that we cannot refuel aircraft from Waterkloof because of that situation. The system is now unserviceable, so we are directing the aircraft to other units where they can refuel the aircraft. But however, operations has not been hampered. We are continuing as planned.
I just want to check something with you. As I understand it, Brigadier General, Waterkloof actually isn't a national key point, according to legislation. Is that right?
Ma'am, look, there is more of an interpretation because the national key point is the responsibility of the SAPS. From where we are standing as a defense force, we are regarding the Air Force, the Waterkloof, because that's where, in most cases, when our commander-in-chief leaves, so we are regarding that as a national key point because it's a very strategic. It's a very strategic location for our commander-in-chief or for any other delegation outside of the continent or within the continent that are visiting the South African Defense Force or those that will be visiting the minister. So based on that, we are seeing that as a very critical infrastructure to guard it at all costs.
Well, Brigadier, thank you. Brigadier General, thank you very much for your time. I think important clarity that you're providing as well, and a firm assurance to the public that there's no foul play involved here. Brigadier General Andries Mahape, the SANDF spokesperson, he is being clear about this. He's saying that there is no foul play. There is some speculation. I saw some tweets last night saying that, you know, is there some kind of attack on our democratic institutions here? He's saying that is simply not the case.
Mainly, please ask your guests, are they insured at Waterkloof, or are we going to be paying for the repairs without tax money as well?